VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States on Thursday extended the ban on Americans travel to North Korea for another year. It said it was too dangerous to go there. The State Department said that under U.S. law, it can impose geographic travel restrictions on Americans under any of three conditions: if a country is at war with the U.S., or there are armed hostilities in a country or region, or third, there is imminent danger to the public health or physical safety of American travelers in the country or area. The State Department used the third condition to extend the travel ban. China has responded to a bipartisan group of members of the U.S. Congress who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on a high-ranking Chinese official accused of violating the rights of minority ethnic Muslims in the remote Xinjiang area. A letter from the group singles out Xinjiang's top official, who is accused by many of turning the region into a police surveillance state. Associated Press correspondent Christopher Bodine reports.
This all comes down to an ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
In Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman dismissed the lawmakers' demands. The Trump administration told Russia Thursday to stop what it believes is the harassment of international shipping vessels in the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait. It called the alleged actions an attempt to weaken Ukraine's economy. The U.S. accused Russia of delaying commercial ships since April and stopping at least 16 commercial ships from reaching Ukrainian ports. This is VOA News. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah